I am a delivering message based on senior pastor's messages, which was delivered in the two-week special revival meeting, which was held in 1993. There have been 15 messages senior pastor delivered. And then I am concentrating on the last five messages. And then these messages are based on that, those in the five messages. So far, let me review what I have told you. In the first session, you know, we looked into the scene of disobedience to God. Due to the disobedience of Adam and Eve, you know, sin entered us. And because of that, you know, we were cursed, and we had to toil. To be set free from the curse is to follow the word of truth and recover the lost image of Father God. The second session, I explain about, you know, I will blot out from the face of the land. And since sin is rampant in the world, and the Father God said this, when the whole country committed sin and one individual commits sin, and third, the people who are believing in God commit sin, you know, in those cases, you know, judgment of God comes down. And I told you about them. In the third session, I explained that, you know, we should not go against the will of God. And I told you about, you know, go against the will of God and either worshiping and disobeying the word of God and disobeying and standing against the servants of God. And in the fourth session, we looked into the phrase, the Lord of hosts says. And I talked to you about arrogance. I told you about the characteristics of those, you know, arrogant people, and those who are arrogant and those who are not. And third, I told you about various, you know, various things about arrogance. Today, the last session, as a last session, I'll explain about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Well, the Bible is talking about Jesus talking to his disciples about his crucifixion, affliction upon his disciples, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus actually, you know, cheered them up, you know. The ascension of Jesus was necessary for him to send down the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will come down, and he will let you know about, you know, sin and righteousness and judgment. Jesus said in John 16:9 concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. This is what, you know, Jesus said to his disciples. He said, not believing in Jesus Christ is sin. Such people who commit such a sin will eventually see judgment. Now, why is it sin, you know, not to believe in Jesus Christ? Due to disobedience of Adam, all human beings cannot but go to the way of destruction. But Father God of love sent his only begotten Son to this earth. Through his crucifixion, the way of salvation opened. As the Lord was crucified on the cross, he redeemed us from all sins. And he opened the way of salvation. He was the only one who did that. However, when people do not believe in this fact, that is sin. And those who do not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior is that they don't believe in God, so they remain as sinners. Four, when people do not believe in Jesus Christ, they cannot receive salvation, and they will actually receive judgment. In the days of the Old Testament, people only, you know, could believe in God, but Jesus came to this earth and he became the Savior. So when people believe in Jesus Christ, that is the evidence that they believe in God. So they are not separate. People cannot say, I don't know about Jesus Christ, but I believe in God. That's not true. Since we are living in the after the New Testament days, we should say, we believe in Jesus Christ as well as our Father God. Romans 1:20 says, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so they are not without excuse. So no one can give an excuse that he didn't believe because he didn't know God. four seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter. Whenever spring comes after winter, you know, I think it's very mysterious, you know, all those dying trees, you know, sprout and give out those, you know, green leaves out and they bear fruits. Whenever I look at them, you know, there is a Borame Park right before the Satek area, right? While watching those things, wow, so wonderful, it's mysterious. That's the providence of Father God, and that's the love of Father God. Father God created everything in the universe, and His divine nature is contained in those things, even in the leaf of a tree. That's what I could see. And that's what Father God said. All those invisible things, sperms and eggs, you know, as they are conceived, you were born, so you inherited the characteristics from your, either from your father or from your mother. Isn't it mysterious? Mrs. Bonglin Lee usually says, I gave you birth, but you are all different. You know, she usually says so. Last week, she said, I couldn't understand why senior pastor said I should have no more daughters, but now I can understand. Well, I should have, you know, give birth to two more daughters. That's what I heard. We're all different, you know, three daughters. All different, but in the Lord and in Father God, space of the shepherd, we have one heart to accomplish works for Father God's kingdom. During the conversation with Mrs. Bonglin Lee, you are exactly the same with your other two sisters. The love for Father God and the Lord and for Mom Min, heart for those things, all same. No matter where we are united as one. So, as you look at your children, are you satisfied? Oh, I'm not sure. I hope that, you know, you can raise them well so that you can be satisfied later on. Well, usually I talk to parents like this. Children go to after-school institution. But don't be sorry even if you cannot send them to those places. Why? Because you planted faith in them, and that's the greatest gift. That's what I think. I grew up, even though we were not, you know, provided with, you know, very sufficient, you know, things, but whenever I ask them, a dollar, a penny, and then Mrs. Bonglin Lee, my mother said, you know, sell your mother and get that money. Well, trade your money, trade your mom for money. Well, that's what she said, but we have hope for heaven. Because she planted faith in us. She gave us hope for New Jerusalem. She never forced us to give offerings to Father God, but she also, she told us that, you know, we have to prepare offerings before anything else. So I always talk to people, whenever you got your salary or money, put something apart for Father God's, you know, for, as an offering for Father God. Well, back then when I was a kid, you know, there was no, you know, 500 coin. It was a bill. But I put that into a Bible. I used it as a offering. Well, actually, that's what I, what, you know, my mother did, and I witnessed it, and then that's what I learned from mother. And I also learned what I should do to neighbors and other souls. That's what I learned from Mrs. Bonglin Lee and senior pastor, and that has been the great, you know, the motivation for me. So you have to ask yourself whether you planted faith into the heart of your children, and as they, and whether they grow up in faith or not. That's how you can become good parents. So as people look at the things of the world, the people can see there is God. So no one can give an excuse that he didn't believe because he didn't know God. Well, there is nothing which came to existence, you know, by coincidence. Okay? Well, when people, you know, make, you know, watch or even a simple chair, those things cannot come into existence, you know, by accident, right? Let's talk about a chair. It cannot come into existence by accident. So think about all those in complex things in this space. There must be a creator and designer, right? As a Christian, I cannot believe when people say it's all created by accident, everything in the universe. So if you look at things under the universe, we can see that, you know, Father God's eternal power and divine nature contained in them. When we look at all the systems inside this universe, those things created, truly think that they're all by accident? Father God created them with His own design to give us the best environment to live in. That's the providence of Father God. Since you believe in, you are here tonight. Well, Christians do preach gospel, and the Father God shows His signs and wonders to show that He is alive through Christians. Virtually every people have an experience to hear the gospel through his, you know, co-workers or colleagues or classmates or relatives. They heard the gospel. They have seen cross on the streets. They might have a chance to look at the miracle of God with their own eyes and ears. As you can see, in the Bible, Father God gave the many evidences that they can believe in Father God. The Word of God becomes the lamp on our journey of our life that leads us eternal life. The Bible contains all His words to explain how man was born and what kind of life he should live and where should he go. When people do not live by the Word of God, you know, people will go to, you know, hell. It is written in the Bible. So, the Bible contains the providence of Father God who governs life and death and fortune and misfortune of people. And it also contains the prophecies about the end time. Those Bibles were written thousands of years ago. And all those prophecies have been fulfilled. So nobody can deny God. Four. Think about, you know, Manmin ministry. Father God gave us message, and those messages are being fulfilled in this church. So, when people do not believe in Father God, even after they see those miracles and signs, the works of God, they are already judged by the Holy Spirit. So they will eventually go to the way of destruction. That's the judgment about sin. Now, why do people not accept when they are evangelized? Well, it's because they live their lives committing sins after their benefit. They do not know God. They don't believe in heaven. So they don't believe there is eternal place. They think life on this earth is everything. If they believed in heaven, they should come to God, live by the Word of God, and in a pile of rewards. They don't have any intention to have faith. From time to time, among the husbands of our Christian members, well, there have been some people, you know, who became the churchgoers for 10 or 20 years. Usually their wives, you know, try to defend their, you know, husbands. Well, wife says, you know, they don't have faith. But the fact is that they don't want to have faith because they want to enjoy what they can enjoy on this earth. They want to drink. They want to smoke. They want to enjoy themselves, even on Sunday. So, even after they witness the signs and wonders of God, and they come to church, right? But they refuse to, you know, possess faith for their own benefit. If they truly believed in God, you know, they would come to God, live by the word of God, and pile up rewards. Matthew 3:2, John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he continued to say, "The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruits is cut down and thrown into the fire. He will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." That's the judgment of God. Eggs is laid at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down, and chaff will be thrown into the unquenchable fire. So, we got to become righteous to reach salvation. We have to follow Jesus Christ by faith. Jesus Christ is the only one who can save us. If you know this fact but do not believe in, then that's a sin. That's a sin. So those who do not accept Jesus Christ as a Savior is a sinner. On the day of White Throne Great Judgment, they cannot say, "I didn't receive God because I didn't know who Jesus was." How could not they know God the Creator is there? And definitely they have seen cross. But they say, "Where is God?" "Well, don't believe in God, believe in my feast." And they, you know, defy faith. And they cannot say, "I didn't believe because I didn't know God was there." Worldly people, even among your family, there are people like this. "Well, believe in my fist instead of God." Well, as I look at them, they got paralyzed because of, sudden, sickness. Well, they don't have intention to believe in God, okay? I have seen so many cases like that. So, you should know that every word we speak is recorded in heaven. And everything will be revealed through crystal clear sea. And every one of you here accepted Jesus Christ, so you are here on Friday service. However, on top of the faith, I hope that you can resemble Father God all the more.
The second is about righteousness. John chapter 16, verse 10 says, "And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer see me." Jesus was crucified, and his hands and feet were nailed, and his sides were pierced with spear. He shed all blood and water, and he died, and he was buried. But he overcame death and became resurrected because he had no sin at all. No original sin and self-committed sin. That's why he became resurrected. Because he had no sin at all, he could not go to the way of death. And he became resurrected and he opened the way of salvation. That is his purpose to come. So, when you accept Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven and receive the Holy Spirit. So, if you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, you can become righteous people. This is the salvation by righteousness of faith. We used to children of the enemy devil as sinners, but we became righteous by receiving the Holy Spirit, and we became God's children as a righteous people. We were not good. We did not do anything that is worthy to receive salvation. But the Lord took everything, and He saved you. So we were justified by faith as righteous men. And we also met our senior pastor. We didn't do anything that is worthy to receive salvation or receive a lot of blessings. We didn't do anything that is of goodness. Think about your past life. Although we didn't do anything that was worthy to receive salvation, the Lord opened the way of salvation so that we can be saved and go to heaven. Not because we did something that is worthy to be saved, just because of the grace of the Lord, we can go to the way of salvation. So we have to always give thanks to God for the grace that was given to us. To live in righteousness is to cast away all the sins to the point of shedding blood. James chapter 2 verse 17 says, "Even so faith, if it has no works, is dead being by itself." So, if we do not live by righteousness, the worldly people even mock us, despise us. In the past, some people say, why do you smoke and why do you drink alcohol even though you are Christians? But these days, people say, even Christians, all Christians do this. They smoke, they drink alcohol. It shows that there are few Christians that live by the word of God. Some people, even still, worldly people say that when Christians smoke or do something wrong, they judge them as wrong. Then, how about the heart of the Holy God? Even though we know we have to live by righteousness, if we do not live by the word of God, we cannot be saved. Therefore, after you are called righteous, if you don't live a life after God's word and you don't act righteousness, God rebukes you and punishes you so that you won't stay in sins. The reason why you are put in the trials at home and workplaces or businesses is to let you live as a righteous people. When you live in untruth, the enemy devil accuse you. So they bring accusation to you against you. So you have to repent before God, and you have to live by the word of God. If you do not cultivate your heart into truth, you are also put in under trials. But the reason why God let you go through such accusations and such trials is that make you live by the word of God.
So Father God leads you to repent of your sin and turn back and live by the word of God. And the Holy Spirit works for that. The Holy Spirit makes you feel, you know, uneasy, and He knocks on your door and forces you to live by the truth and by the will of God. This is the will of God. This is the heart of the Lord. This is the heart of your senior pastor. You should live a righteous life like this. Holy Spirit keeps talking to us. But if you don't listen, then the Holy Spirit cannot continue His job for you. Since you disobeyed the voice of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is waiting until you are ready to open your door and obey. But during that time, you cannot but be accused by the enemy, devil, and Satan. But Father God waits for you so that you can repent and turn back and become righteous. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." When people say, Lord, Lord, some people say, they can go to heaven. However, even though you say, Lord, Lord, we all live, they cannot guarantee your salvation. When people believe in heart and confess with their lips, they can make them, saved. We cannot be saved not by our knowledge in our brain, but by faith in our heart. And when we live by the word of God, then we become righteousness. Instead of, just confessing with our lips, along with that confession, we got to believe it in our heart. Then deeds will follow naturally. When you say, Lord, Lord, and when you say, I love God, I love the Lord, I love Senior Pastor, no matter how many times you say that, if Father God does not like that, if you do something Father God does not like, and if you don't realize, how can you say you can receive true salvation? You have to cast off sin and live in righteousness. That's the way to possess heaven. Jesus said, a way to heaven is narrow path. He said, we have to adorn as ourselves as a bride. Then the Lord will come back and gather wheat through the parable of the 10 virgins. Those who do not prepare oil cannot receive salvation, said the Lord. So, if you don't prepare your oil, if you're not awake, then on the judgment day, especially in even through this moment of blessing, if you forsake God and the grace of the Lord, well, you cannot receive salvation. However, as I said before, you got chances, you got time. Throughout this time, you have to realize why you are facing this moment of blessing. Engrave it in your heart until the Lord comes back. If you don't change your mind and go there by faith, then you are blessed. People say they have been faithful. They did their job. They say they believe in God. Now, you heard the message about the 7-year tribulation. Do you remember that? During the 7-year tribulation, those who are left on this earth, those, who were not caught up into the air. People, are caught up into the air. People waited for them to be lifted up as they're singing praises, right? When the Lord comes back. However, as time goes by, people just stay there. Just staying there, right? Imagine that moment. If you think about it, I hope you can imagine that moment. There are people who said they believed in God. They experienced the manifestation of God's power through our senior pastor, but they left this church. They forsook the grace of God. All those things, if you recall them, you can clearly see why we needed this moment of blessing. When the Lord comes back, these things that we experience now will exactly take place again. People say, I believe in God, I love the Lord, I love senior pastor, I preached the soul gospel to save many people, I gave many offerings, and they say so, and they cry. Some people fall down. Some people become unconscious. Why is that? They say they were faithful. But why they just left alone on this earth? Well, it's because they didn't circumcise their heart. In the spiritual discernment, spiritual realization, they didn't realize how you know, they were sanctified. They didn't do that. But they said they were faithful, they did their job well. However, thanks to the grace through our senior pastor, actually in 1998 and 1999, think about that. For 20 years, we've been, living as a happy Christians without any problems. We thought we were okay. We thought we were faithful. We thought we were very zeal. We thought we loved God, the Lord, and the senior pastor. However, we see somewhat awkward examples. So imagine the moment when the Lord comes back. After that, there will be no church. Well, you heard about gleaning salvation. Well, I should try to receive gleaning salvation. Well, the Holy Spirit is not there. You gotta do it all by yourself. It's not easy. Since we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit give us strength. However, when that time comes, it's much more difficult. So when the Lord comes back, you should be able to imagine that moment and look back on yourself and check your current status. I hope you can, spend your time in this moment of blessing. Those who do not live by the word of God, those who were swindlers, who lied, who got jealous, who did untruth, think about all those people are filling up heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you think that's the love of God? Father God did not let Jesus Christ be first crucified to lead such a chaff to heaven. Father God wants to make us all righteous, leads us to all heaven. That's the love of God. You got to know this fact well. You got to maintain your Christian life in this will of God. Then you can receive answers and blessings, and you can receive salvation. As you live by the word of God, I hope you can become righteous. Third, about judgment. John 16:11 says, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Well, the ruler of this world refers to the devil. Jesus came to this earth, and he accomplished righteousness, and only judgment is left. He said in John 3, verses 18 and 19, he who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. By believing in Jesus Christ, we can receive salvation and we can be forgiven of our sin. But those who do not believe in Jesus Christ are already received judgment. There is clearly beginning and the end. So there must be end in our lives. Because the wage of sin is death, we should discern good and evil and stay far from sin and keep righteousness. Well, the Bible explains many kinds of sins, such as adultery, lies, all the habit, arrogance, stealing, hatred, jealousy, condemnation, all those things. Now, how can I get rid of them all? Are you worried? Well, there are big stems and roots, and there are many branches, right? If you look at those in the many branches, then it's difficult to pull them out all, right? However, if you pull one big stem, one big trunk, then all those in the branches will come out automatically. So all you've got to do is you have to concentrate on the sin which is difficult to get rid of. Then other trivial things will come out automatically. But which sin is the big root? Well, it's different from person to person. Someone has a great hot temper. someone got, you know, adultery as the big root. Arrogance for some people and greed for others. People may have their own difficult sins to get rid of. So they have to fast and pray fervently from time to time, then other sinful natures will be also pulled out. In case of senior pastor, after he accepted God, as he read the Bible, he wrote down all those sins. And he held on to those sins, and through fastings and prayers, you know, he cast them off. He gave, you know, 1 day fasting, 3 day fasting, 7 day fasting, 21 day, 40 day. He fasted longer and longer days to get rid of all those, you know, not easy to get rid of sins. During the anniversary events in the early days of the church, you know, we used to interview those people who knew about senior pastor in the old town. And they said, you know, senior pastor was very skinny because he, you know, fasted all the time. According, by the word of God, you know, he wanted to obey God and his word. So he fasted like that. And he fasted exactly, you know, from midnight to midnight. So when we were kids, well, about an hour before, you know, finishing his fasting, we gave, you know, service, and then we witnessed as he was, you know, taking the first spoon of the recovery meal. He lived such a life like that. Of course, you know, later on, he didn't fast to cast off sin. He fasted to know the will of God, to receive the power of God. He fasted like that later on. Now, what do you do to cast off sin? You cannot just cast off sin by prayers. You gotta show your deeds. You gotta make your effort. Well, one easy way is to love. Have you ever fasted 1 day or 21 days? I mean, did you make an effort to cast off sin? Even after that, you say, I cannot cast off sin? Well, those who, you know, made an effort like that, it's not easy to find such people. I myself, you know, made an effort to get rid of the habit of, you know, speaking some negative words. Now, and I also found people who were doing the same thing, but, you know, they gave up in the middle. As I, you know, look at Mrs. Bonglim Lee, her posture, her speech, just as she said before, she is fixing day by day. And she, you know, find herself in order to fix, you know, whatever she wanted to fix. She's still making an effort like that to become perfect in the sight of God. Now, I want to ask you, what do you do? Do you still make an effort and say it's difficult to get rid of? I hope you keep, you know, making an effort. One easy way is to love. If you have love in your heart, it's easy to cast off sin. No matter how hard it is for your beloved children, you sacrifice yourself. You want to give everything to your children. So if you truly love Father God and the Lord from the depths of your life, it's not difficult to live by the will of God. This is what senior pastor did. Since he loves God, casting off sin was not difficult. Say, a little child holds a very dangerous thing in his hand. His mom tried to take it out, but, you know, this child, you know, cries. And he does not let go of what he has in his hand. Now, there is one way to make him let go of whatever he has in his hand. It does so when his mother cries. When mother cries, the kid lets go of whatever he has in his hand and comes to mom. Well, for the things or for the people love, you know, they can give up everything. Let's say, try this to any toddlers, you know. I've been in the Mirang Mamin Church for about an year. There was a kid about a year old. She was holding a scissors. So I asked, why does she holding a scissors? And her mother said, I tried all means, but then she didn't let go of the scissors. So I asked the kid, Youngin, it's dangerous, give it to me. And she didn't say anything, and she just gave me the scissors. So I said, it's dangerous, okay? Well, the mother was surprised. She said, she tried all means. But now, the kid loves me so much. But it's like a 14 or 15 years passed by, right? But she calls my name and follows me. She turned just on over a year. And there were other people. Well, sometimes I bought them in toys, right? There were families, you know, that I took care of. You know, I bought them, you know, in toys. And those kids never let other people touch the toys that I bought for them. You know, so, but there were some people who tried to, you know, take those toys from those children. I said, you know, those grown-ups are so bad. So anyway, we got such a trust bond between the kid and me. She's just over a year old. But she knew that, you know, I loved her. She knew it. She knew already in her heart. So without saying anything, when I said, you know, give it to me, it's dangerous, you know, she gave it to me. So I thought, you know, it was natural, but, you know, her mother said, you know, her mother was surprised because she tried all means to get that scissors off from her kid's, you know, hand. Then I realized that as I truly love God, you don't need to cast off sin with difficulties. For my beloved one, if he or she says, you know, it's dangerous, then I'll give it up. Think about relationship between Father God and senior pastor. Things that Father God hate, things that Father God detest, and the things that Father God is pleased with. Senior pastor is exactly after the will of God. So when people love God and the Lord truly from the bottom of their hearts, then they will obey the word of God and they will do after the will of God. When Father God says, if you cast off sin, then that's the way you show me you love me. So if you truly love God, then you can do that, right? So ask yourself, how much you love God? You can do that. How much you have spiritual love in your heart. How gentle you are. How well you can make peace with everyone. How much, you know, you can follow the will of God with gratitude. People do that with joy, with thanks, as they follow the will of God. That's true love. Well, I recall senior pastor. It wasn't difficult for him to live a Christian life. For God and for the glory of God, for the Lord, he never thought it was troublesome. In any situation, he sought after the will of God and the providence of Father God. Despite all the persecution and threat, he made sacrifice for Father God, for the Lord, and for his souls. Out of his love. Love for Father God, love for the Lord, and love for dying souls. Since that love was greater than the persecution and affliction on him. That's why he's doing so. Think about the matter of our sin. Think about the story about the kid who gave up whatever he had for his crying mother. Love is fulfillment of the law. So if you have perfect love, you can obey the word of God and keep them all. Now, in order to avoid judgment, what should we do? If you read 1 John, you can find the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and boastful pride of life. God said, they are all from the devil. When the crafty serpent deceived Eve, Eve, looked at the fruit from the tree of the good and evil, and it was edible. And because of that lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh came into her. So even though some evil actions are not shown outside, you may have sinful nature in your heart. That sinful nature can be found inside your heart. There might be hatred, jealousy, adulterous mind, and all kinds of such evils and sin may be in your heart. So, in order not to pile up those sins, you have to get rid of those sins from your heart first. First of all, you have to block your eyes from seeing those sinful things. To fix your old habit, you have to stop what you're doing and try to get rid of whatever you have in your heart. Well, I recalled my days. I used to have things that like to stand against those in the grown-ups. Some people said to me, you are the daughter of senior pastor. Why do you do that? Some guidance pastor said, they cried for me as they prayed for me. Well, I didn't like to hear that because what did I do to make them cry in their prayers? There were some guidance pastors who said that to me. I don't remember that I did anything wrong, before their eyes, but I didn't want to make, show some disgrace to senior pastor because of me. Even though I truly wanted to go to New Jerusalem, it was the days of my purity, and, after that, I tried to overcome in those, sinful natures, and all those words that I spoke, I wanted to, fix them. So, I look at those who speak very beautifully. Well, I used to express things in this way, but she used that expression. I want to use that expression what she used. And when that moment comes, when the moment came, instead of the expression I used to use, I use the expression that my friend used. Then that expression became mine. That way, that's how I fixed my way of speech. After my first sermon, senior pastor said that you made mistakes about in 30 parts in one message. And I had to recall my message to find what wrong, And since then, I've made tremendous effort to fix all those, you know, untruths that was in my heart. Well, between spouse and wife, between husband and wife, usually, you know, there are strong wives and a weak husband. When people do not learn, you know, self-control, they are easy to burst into anger, right? Then, they have to pray. Well, Father God loved me, saved me out of His love for me. And if I cannot overcome this, if I cannot suppress it, if I cannot control it, if you think about like this, and then if you continue to change yourself, then you can surely change it. Otherwise, you cannot cast them off. As I was growing up, between Mrs. Bonlin Lee and me, there were moments that I didn't have in a perfect love. Well, I tried my best to change my heart. So as I entered Mrs. Bonlin Lee's room, I used to make, you know, preparation before that. Well, I said, you know, Mom, in high tone. I made, you know, imaginary training. And as I entered room and I said, Mom, and I hugged her. I didn't do that before. But once I did that, you know, I was able to feel her, you know, love for me all the more. You know, I could feel it more. There were moments like that. So what I'm saying is that, you know, you need to make an effort. Just by praying, let me speak in the words of goodness. Just praying is not enough. If you want to speak the word of goodness, then first of all, you have to learn the words of goodness. Without knowing those words, how can you speak those words? That way, you know, you cannot make perfect fruit. So, if you want to change, for example, change the way of, you know, the way of you speak, then you have to learn from those people, you know, who learn beautifully. You got to come close to them. You got to listen to them and learn from them and make it yours and practice it. Use it. Then you can make other people pleased, and that their pleasure become yours. Now you have to make an effort like this. Well, sometimes, you know, you feel it's uneasy, right? If those sinful natures are visible, then it's easy to get rid of, but they are invisible. So you know that they are inside your heart and you feel uneasy with them. Then what do you do? Well, then I used to pray to God. Well, all those evil men found in the Bible are me. I am like all of them. What I used to pray to God is that, Father, I have heard a betrayal like Judas Iscariot. All those evil natures, I held on to those things and prayed. But Father God, I cannot see them. They are invisible. So please, show them to me. A day later, a week later, a month later, in my speech, in my thoughts, I could realize that, this is jealousy. This is arrogance. I could hear that voice. Even though I didn't do any evil things to other people, even in my posture, in my thoughts, in my saying, I could realize that, they are not good. They are not of goodness. Holy Spirit told me those things. He showed them to me, and then I realized that I found them, and it is easy to get rid of them. As I told you before, once you pull out big root, you know, all those small branches can be easily rooted out, right? you pray that, you know, I have some heart of betrayal. Now, once you saw that the heart of betrayal, all those other things like lies and arrogance, they all can come out together. Well, that's how I cast them off. Well, still, I have to make perfect love in my heart. But as I pray to God like this, throughout this in the moment of blessing, as I said earlier, the Lord died on the cross, shedding all His blood and water. He was mocked. He was despised. We used to cite them in Easter Sunday, but nowadays, I can feel it to the bones all the more. Think about the persecution of senior pastor, affliction on senior pastor, and things, all the goodness that the senior pastor showed to me. Have you ever seen them? Evil action? No. He's never done so. He was so good. He was so soft. He looked so gentle. You know, he waves at us, right, at the end of the service. I can see he's so gentle, so meek. But those evil people accused him for wrong. They said that they changed. They said that they were forgiven. But they now mock senior pastor. They despise senior pastor. As I look at them, as I experience these things, that remind me of those in the crucifixion of the Lord. I could feel it all the more. So that's why I made my mind to put this moment in my heart. I never forget this. As mommy ministry continues, I should be the one who spread the love of Father God to other people. As I pray like this, to be honest with you, Father, when people comes back, please let me forgive them, because I'm not ready. Senior pastor, already we're there, and I have to accomplish that too. I want to do that. I want to do what senior pastor did. Those evil people, when they come back, if by any chance, I have to show them goodness, right? But from the depths of my heart, I'm not able to you know, pray to God to forgive them from the depths of my heart. But think about senior pastor. What he does is to the way of salvation, right? And to New Jerusalem, right? We gotta do exactly what senior pastor does to go to New Jerusalem. Nowadays, as I see in Pastor Su Jin Lee's ministry, I can realize that she is exactly following the footsteps of senior pastor. Uh-huh. Father God is making all the preparations so that the senior pastor could do even greater ministry. Please pray for us. And please, even nowadays, no more. I mean, those in the trivial things, let us take care of them all. Let's march on as we take care of all those small things, so that the senior pastor can concentrate on the bigger things. Problems in our members, you have, handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. Well, I want you to use the handkerchief and receive blessing and give the testimony of blessing to senior pastor. Pastor Mi Young Lee tries to make senior pastor happy all the time by telling him all those in the beautiful testimonies, like testimonies of blessings. Now, I hope we can all do the same in a greater perspective, with greater heart. If you can do that, I'll be thankful. Father God loves us, but Father God judges us. It's not because He wants to give us difficulties. Father God wants to give us true happiness and true peace. If we know heaven and hell on this earth, If that's it, then we don't need to come to church at this late night until 4 o'clock in the morning. We don't need to pray. We just come to church and give worship service and repent on Sunday. If they can guarantee our salvation, then that's it, right? But we know there is heaven. There is paradise, first, second, third, the heavenly kingdom, and there is New Jerusalem. And we know who can go there. We know it very well. We should be able to forgive everyone. We have to follow the way of Jesus. Our Lord went that way to save me. Despite all those in the mockings and dissipation, senior pastor is doing the same thing. As we do the same thing, we can go to New Jerusalem. Although we cannot do the exact same ministry our senior pastor has done or our Lord did, but at least we have to mimic or we try to resemble. But then, you know, even though we don't give up our life for them, well, maybe, chances may be given, but if we can be ready to do that, then we can go to New Jerusalem. All those blessed Mamim people, I hope that you, well, so to speak, you know, students were hurt in their heart. Well, there are people who go to that other church and come to this church, right? And some teachers told them, don't come to our church if you want to go to that church. Because of that, of the grown-ups, you know, some students were hurt in their hearts. So please don't. With greater love, embrace them, forgive them, wait for them until the Lord comes back. Show them your love because they are your brothers and sisters in faith. We said together, let's go to New Jerusalem. Please encourage them and cheer them up and pray for them more and wait for that day with one heart. I hope all our members become like that. About sin, about righteousness and judgment, I delivered the message. Father God loves us. And He sacrificed His only begotten Son for us. Remember that. In April, there is Easter Sunday. About a month left. In this moment of time, remember the sacrifice and love of Father God, and I hope you can be spiritually mature all the more. Let's think about the message and pray together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.